WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge is set to decide later today whether to dismiss the hush money election interference convictions against Donald Trump or to proceed with sentencing, the judge taking into consideration the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. International aid groups say Israel has failed to meet a U.S. deadline on allowing more aid into Gaza or risk U.S. military support. ABC's Britt Clinett with more from Tel Aviv.
Now, Israel has opened new aid crossings and expanded a humanitarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean. And the situation in North Gaza, where Israel says Hamas has regrouped, has deteriorated to catastrophic levels after a renewed ground offensive there.
Palestinian medical officials say two Israeli strikes in Gaza killed more than a dozen people overnight. Haiti's international airport shut down after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale. The FAA is trying to decide whether to ban all U.S. flights into and out of the country. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In 1849, abortion ban was up for oral arguments at the Wisconsin Supreme Court Monday. Justice Jill Karofsky said the old law and a newer 2015 law allowing for abortions can't exist in the same space. While Justice Brian Hagedorn disagreed, he said it's a matter for the legislature and not the Supreme Court. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley is proposing an additional $3 billion in new investments for public schools. Her proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement, providing per-pupil adjustments for revenue limits, limiting property tax increases, and funding several grant programs. And We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service customers will see their rates go up next year. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. Natural gas users statewide and electricity users in eastern Wisconsin will be impacted by the increases.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to near 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy. Some afternoon showers, high of 50. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:04 on Tuesday morning. What an exciting day today. Here's Roxette, The Look on Max FM.
Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasted like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. As a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything
scam. Never was a quitter. Tasted like a Ray Grub. She's got the look. And she goes.
Baby,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:12 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, partly sunny with a high of 47. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 33. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, increasing clouds with a high of 50. On Thursday, rain chances in the morning, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 50. On Friday, sunny with a high of 55. Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at partly sunny, a high of 56. Currently, 32 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily. Little chilly out there, but not a bad day, right?
Yeah, 32. That's technically actually cold. But that's okay. You know what? That's where we live. That's what we're dealing with. You know what? Just dress right. Like, that's the deal. Put the layers on. Get out your hat. 75% of heat leaves through your head. That was the word I got on the street back when I was a kid. I don't know. I don't fact check that because I don't know if that's for sure the thing anymore. But something like that. So put a hat on your head. You will keep that heat in. Put gloves on and warm socks. Again, the heat leaves right out through your big brain and all your extremities. So cover those things up and you will feel warm from the inside out. I learned at a way later date because I, you know, used to have to look super cool all through middle school and high school. So I froze all the time because I refused to wear appropriate clothing. So once I got into my mid or late 20s, I was like, well, this is different. You can go outside with good clothes on and you actually can enjoy winter. So
right, you're not freezing. Don't wear shorts outside in like January.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we all run at different temperatures. I mean, not technically, but we do kind of have a different sense of circulation and what makes us feel warm, cold, or otherwise. But yeah, so, you know, do what you think is appropriate for yourself. But that's where layers come in, right? You know, like,
right.
And you can do like a flannel and a hat and gloves and actually feel pretty good. You know, you don't have to just bring the coat with you and just know that you can have it if you need it. So it is cold, but I don't know. I think the sun's going to peek out. It's not freezing rain. You know, there's so many other things that could be happening right now besides cold.
Right.
So let's just call it beautiful. Just
exactly.
Call it beautiful.
You know, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt today, but I'm going to be doing other functions, aka engineering. So
yes.
Yeah, that's a cool part. I get to wear jeans to work. I'm excited about that and not having to. No more khakis and polo shirts. Well, I'll still wear those to meetings, but, you know, I'd be wearing shorts if I could. But again, it's too cold to be wearing shorts out, and you can't layer with shorts, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could go straight 90s. I don't know if the boys did this, but girls definitely did, whether you did, like, the long johns under the jean shorts or tights under jean shorts. That was a definite thing in the early 90s. I don't know that that's ever going to come back, but you could try it. You know, it's called being a trendsetter. Just go for it. See what happens. Like, wear weird stuff, and next thing you know, other people are wearing it.
Right?
And then all of a sudden, you're like, all right, on to the next one. So,
those trends do come back, you know, I will say that. So, before I forget, I should also mention that there's going to be a closure of the Riverwalk starting today. The Baraboo Sewer Utility has a contracted crew performing sewer main repairs on the Riverwalk. Their large equipment and bypass pumping equipment will have the Riverwalk pathway blocked. The Riverway will be closed from First Weber Realtors office in West Baraboo to Lower Ochsner Park. This closure will start today at 9 a.m. and will remain closed until sometime early next week. So again, Riverwalk is closed basically from West Baraboo to Lower Ochsner due to some work that's being done by the sewer utility. We will get this on our Facebook page shortly, but we want everyone to be aware of that. And we've been talking about everything else today, hence the moving songs. And
hence the moving song. And hey, by the way, thanks for mentioning the Riverwalk closure, because that Riverwalk is beautiful. So that is kind of a point to some of my days I make to, you know, on my drive through to make sure to stop and do that walk. So those of you who do that as well, just make sure that you know that that won't be open for a little bit. And thank you out there to the workers who are making that get fixed up so we can use that walk again, because it's quite lovely. So thank you for mentioning that. And then, yeah, if you guys missed it really quickly, we are moving. Max FM is moving. 99.7 Max FM, is moving to 502 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo, in the old Wells Fargo building, now known as the Great Day Building, corner of Oak and 3rd, up on the second floor, in the beautiful old executive boardroom, now turned radio station studio, overlooking the square. And there's just a million other fun things happening in the building and with the businesses within it. So definitely swing by, check it out, check out the changes, and say hello, shake some hands, all that good stuff. So yeah, it's a really fun time.
It is. And if you go over to my personal Facebook page, we have a picture of the vault with Corey Hartman and I, you know. We have shenanigans, and we've always been known for them.
No.
And so you have a picture of us Yeah, it's funny. You got to go see it. It's over on my personal Facebook page, and so people that know me know where to find that. So go over and take a look at that. We had way too much fun with that. So,
well,
yeah, we're excited about the move.
And the picture, now you know, you can go ahead and go in the vault yourself if you want to check it out.
Right.
So now that you guys were in there goofing around, that's a teaser to the community to come on into the vault, you know, which is the old bank lobby, and check out the actual vault itself and, you know, walk around in there. You can open the drawers and mess with the keys. I mean, it's a free-for-all. It's a lot of fun.
Yes,
so come check it,
it
out and come say hi. Yeah.
Well, and see, here's the other funny thing is I talk about office pranks. And so, ironically, Emily's office is in the building. So, you know, we might have some fun with that.
Oh,
just
boy.
Saying.
Am I going to have to use my key for the first time ever?
No. I may or may not know how to bypass those in case you're curious.
Oh, great. Oh, okay, so, good. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you probably it's not worth even trying that. So. And plus, I know Rob pretty well, so I probably can involve him in some of these pranks as well. So
he will be all about that. We live our lives in a comedic routine and always have, so I'm sure that would fit right in, and you will have mass support there on his end, I'm sure.
Yes, we will. So that is what's going on. We're moving into the Great Day building. It will be at 502 Oak Street, right on the second floor, 3rd and Oak. So that's where the Max FM studios will be, broadcasting the Light Parade live from there Saturday, November 23rd. We will be there, and so we're excited about that. And the other part that's going on is a reminder, Emily and I will be broadcasting live from Back Rope Bourbon Motors on Friday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will be doing a live remote. This is our first public appearance together, so stop by and see us. Say hi. We will have Max FM stickers with us, and so come by and meet us. We'll even let you get a photo with us if you really want to do that. I don't know that anyone's going to want to get their photo with us. And,
Come on.
Someone might want to get an autograph. I've joked about that. I've actually signed a couple of those now.
Local celebrity.
It felt weird when I first did my first autograph at the fairgrounds a couple of years ago. Everyone got a good laugh out of that.
Fun. That's fun. So, I mean, whatever. Like, it's all good. Like, it's just one big party on the radio. So everybody's part of it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here happy with this kind of energy if we didn't know you all were out there listening to us and giving that energy back through the airwaves. So thank you for that. And through some commentary and chats and Facebook posts and things like that, which is kind of a fun way to keep you know, connecting with us on the radio, is definitely always hit up the chat line through the Civic Media app. You just put the app on your phone and you scroll down to 99.7 Max FM. You look at the little cute mouse, you hit that, and then you are in the station and you can hit chat, email, and you can find out all kinds of fun things because it'll connect you with the site and all the socials. So yeah, definitely use that app. That's what I share with all my people who, you know, want to check out what we've got going on the air, because some people, you know, don't have the tune-in capability depending on where they are. So definitely use that app and you can listen to us like worldwide. It's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. So we're excited about it. You can stop by, say hi to us, stop and say hi to us at Back Road. That's going to be exciting. So that's our first public appearance, November 22nd. Stop by and say hi. So what we're going to do, Emily, we have a few things I need to catch up on. So I've got Kurt from Legacy Dinner Theater waiting in the wings, so I need to get him in because we want to talk about some exciting things that are happening up there. So you and I will be back right around 8:50. We'll do calendar days. I mean, this morning announcement was big, so we wanted to make sure we gave that the appropriate attention. So Emily, you'll be back with me right around 8:50. We're going to have Kurt from Legacy Inn in just a few minutes to talk about the exciting show up there. It's not too early to start talking about Christmas, is it, Emily?
It's not. No, it's not. No, I'm looking forward to this interview, and I'll talk with you at 8:50. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
99.7 Max FM. Uptown girl, she's been living in her uptown world. I bet she never had a backstreet guy. I bet her mama never told her why. I'm gonna try for an uptown girl. She's been living in her white bread world. As long as anyone with hot blood can. And now she's looking for a downtown man. That's what I am. And when she knows what she wants from her time. And when she wakes up and makes up her mind, she'll see I'm not so tough just because I'm in love with an uptown girl. You know I've seen her in her uptown girl. She's getting tired of her high class toys and all the presents from her uptown boys. She's got a choice.
Seven Max FM, Dave Grant, joined by Kurt from the Legacy Dinner Theater. Kurt, how you doing today?
I'm good, Dave. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I'm getting excited because it is that time of year again, Kurt.
It is. You know, Christmas in the Dells kicked off on November 2nd was actually our first show. We are on our way to do over 100 shows of Christmas in the Dells. We've already had thousands of people coming through, and I may have shared this with you before, but we are going to sell close to 50,000 tickets this year to Christmas in the Dells.
That is amazing, and this show is going to be fantastic. And everyone's going, wait, there's a show in the Dells. Yes, there is a show in the Dells. Tell us where you're at, Kurt, and how people can find out more information about your show.
Yeah, the Christmas in the Dells show is located at the Legacy Dinner Theater. We're right across from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells, technically like Delton if you're a local.
But, yes, it is technically Lake Delton. We should clarify that.
Right, yeah. But, you know, we are doing some really big stuff there. Not only are we doing Christmas in the Dells, that show running through actually New Year's Eve. We have two shows on New Year's Eve. But then we also have a couple of Christmas concerts we are doing. We have our first is a Barry Manilow. We're calling it a Very Barry Christmas.
That seems appropriate.
It is, yeah. And it's not just Christmas tunes. It's Barry's tunes as well. But that is going to be on Monday, November 18th coming up here. Then we are doing a show called Christmas Wizards. We have two shows on Monday, December 9th, both a matinee and a night show. And those guys have been to the theater before. They were originally known as Trans Infinity Orchestra, but it's a tribute to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And then the other show that I'm going to tell you about and disappoint some of your listeners here, but we have Dean Z coming up from Branson, Missouri to do a Christmas show. Dean Z is probably the most popular Elvis tribute artist in the country, and unfortunately that show is sold out. But I'm already working on trying to get more shows for December of 2025 with him.
Wow, and those sold out fast, and you don't want to wait to get your tickets to the show. You can go to DellsChristmasDinnerShow.com to get tickets to this show, and this show is amazing. I'm going to say state-of-the-art, Kurt.
It really is. You know, the people that come and see the show for the first time are just blown away. It's something that they would expect to see, like out in Las Vegas. We have almost 500 costumes in the show. There's like 300 moving lights on the stage. We have lasers. We have hazers. We have foggers. We've got all kinds of big production stuff. We have a live camel named Gus that comes out for the nativity. And it truly is a spectacular Christmas show.
It definitely sounds like it. Live nativity scene, flying angels, and pyrotechnics. That is awesome.
It really is. It's a big deal. You know, a lot of people are familiar with like the Rockette show in New York City. And my running joke is that this is even bigger because it's such a big production tucked into the Dells that, you know, really 5,000 people live in.
You know, and it's not that far away. You can easily get up there, and it's a great venue. I've personally been there, and it's a great place to go to a show. Now, is this the same show as last year, or is it going to be different, Kurt?
The show is a little bit different. I would say it's about 40% new. We do have some of the same cast, just a couple of people that were here last year, but most of the cast is new. Gus the Camel is the same camel. We do have a different spin on it this year. You know, Santa's obviously still involved. The Nativity is still a major part of our show. But we do have a focus on Christmas in Wisconsin for our part of our theme for the show this year. We also have a new segment that your listeners that have kids or grandkids, they're going to actually love because everyone's favorite snowman is part of our show this year.
Very neat. We're not going to reveal any more than that, so you got to go to the show to see it. Now, we're going to get to see the North Pole in Santa's workshop where toys come to life, Kurt.
It's really cool. People don't realize it until they get in the lobby, but I believe there are 16 different Christmas trees throughout the theater, and I believe it's 14 snowmen that are in the theater. It's really decorated exceptionally well. It's it really helps set the scene for the meal and then also for the show itself.
And you get a fantastic meal before the show. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, it's all you can eat. You don't have to do the dishes. You don't have to do any of the prep or any of the cooking. But we have roast turkey, glazed ham, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, cranberries. We've got creamy vegetable soup and warm bread. And then for dessert, you have your choice of either apple pie or pumpkin pie, and it's all you can eat.
So there you go. It's all you can eat. You don't have to do the cooking. You don't have to do the dishes. And you get to enjoy a great show afterwards. Kurt, if people want to get tickets, what's the easiest way for them to get tickets to the show?
Yep, you can jump online. ChristmasInTheDells.com is our new website, so you can order tickets, you know, 24/7 there. You can give us a call at the theater box office at 608-432-7469, which also spells show. And then now that we're up in the heat of everything here, we're open 7 days a week. You're welcome to stop by and talk to the folks at the box office.
So there you go. Get over to the website or make a phone call. Get tickets to the show because you do not want to miss this show. Shows go until December 31st, correct, Kurt?
That's right. Two shows on the 31st.
Kurt, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you stopping in today, and we look forward to seeing the show.
Excellent. Thank you, Dave.
It's just so exciting to know that that show is going on in the Dells, so stop up and see that. 8:32 on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg, Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Miami defense held the Rams without a touchdown on the way to a 23-15 win in Inglewood last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Miami's defense forcing two turnovers and had four sacks as the Dolphins improved to 3-6. Rams fall to 4-5 as Week 10 comes to a close. Packers worked out yesterday. They'll get today off before resuming work again on Wednesday in preparation for Sunday's game in Chicago against the Bears. Packers are 6-3, two games behind the division-leading Lions. 15th-ranked Marquette held off Central Michigan 70-62 on Monday night at Fiserv Forum. Stevie Mitchell had 17 as the Golden Eagles improved to 3-0. Jack Del Rio resigned as Wisconsin senior advisor to the head coach following his early Friday morning arrest for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. The Badgers are getting ready to take on top-ranked Oregon on Saturday night in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to near 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy. Some afternoon showers, high of 50. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:35 a.m. Blondie. Call me, Wiggins, Texas, 608-355-9970 on Max FM.
Call me anytime. Call me. All right.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for
for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach, perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:47 on Tuesday morning. You know, I'm already getting the cart ahead of the horse. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast. Today, it will be partly sunny with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 33. Tomorrow, rain chances in the afternoon, increasing clouds with a high of 50. Thursday, slight rain chances in the morning, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 50. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 55. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 56. Currently 35 balmy degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Hi, Dave. It is Tuesday only. It does feel like it's been already like this full week of stuff, right?
It does. Whoa. You still there, Emily?
I am here. Are you there?
All right, Emily, if you can hear me, I think you might be having a little bit of a technical glitch.
I can hear you. You cannot hear me?
You're back. Woohoo!
Oh, woo! I don't know what happened there. I didn't touch anything. I swear to God. Didn't touch anything. You can hear me okay, though?
Yep. We're good. All right.
Okay, so, good.
Fun of internet. I'm like, I think I lost her there for a minute, but all is good in our world. So, again, for anyone that missed us today, we had exciting news. We're moving the Max FM studios into the Great Day Building, 502 Oak Street, formerly the Wells Fargo Building at downtown Baraboo, 3rd and Oak. We're excited about that, aren't we, Emily?
We are so excited about that. We did a nice little kind of broadcast announcement earlier for all of our listeners. You know, there's going to be some more official stuff coming out, but basically we're in the moving process right now. Things are being set up. First day to broadcast live from the new studio, which is second floor of 502 Oak, which is on the corner of Oak and 3rd. Used to be Wells Fargo, kitty corner from Baraboo State Bank. Big, beautiful building up there, now known as the Great Day Building. First time we're going to broadcast is for the Holiday and Lights Parade. So excited about that. And there are festivities surrounding the Holiday and Lights Parade, going rewind from Holiday Lights Parade, which is Saturday night. There's also going to be a Christmas market all around the square for all of the beautiful small businesses there and vendors to share their wares and have some special Christmas deals. Rewind even to the night before is the wine walk. So I wish I had a rewind sound effect. That wasn't a very good one. But anyways, so starting Friday, you know, this coming up weekend, sorry, not this coming up weekend, next weekend, the 22nd and 23rd, please join us down at the Great Day Building for all of the festivities surrounding the broadcast, the Christmas lights parade around the square, the Christmas market, and of course the wine walk will be a stop there. So please, everyone, enjoy this time for yourselves building up to the holidays and all of the lovely things that the Baraboo community offers to you in terms of shopping, supporting small businesses, and just having a good time. So way far away from the moving announcement, but essentially, yeah, we are moving 99.7 Max FM studios into the Great Day Building, and we're going to be overlooking the square and all the awesome stuff in the downtown Baraboo area. So excited to be part of this.
We are. It's going to be great to be in downtown Baraboo, and we're just excited to be back in downtown, and it just makes things so much easier, and we get to work with everyone that's downtown, and that's the other part that excites us. So we're very happy to be coming back downtown. Our goal is to be moved in hopefully by the end of the year, but for sure we are doing the light parade from downtown Baraboo starting next Saturday. So that'll be our first event. So stop in and see us. We will have a formal announcement obviously coming out soon. With all the changes we've had at Max FM in the past couple of weeks, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of things have happened here, a lot of exciting things with it. We're excited about it. We have finalized all of our on-air hosts, so that's kind of nice. And
yeah. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. You're going to hear no more changes in terms of who you're going to hear on the radio. I believe it's all going to be kosher and moving forward. It's going to be what you're hearing now, time-wise and people-wise, so that's super awesome. But location-wise, we're going to be in a new place, and it's happening quickly, and it's a lot of moving parts, so we really appreciate, you know, all of the people that are involved in the moving. You know, I myself being part of the Great Day Building and Weikert Realtors, we're super excited to have the radio station as neighbors. Lots of really awesome businesses housed within the building and more to come. There's an event space available. There's a vault to hang out in. I mean, there's just so much cool stuff. So, yeah, come by, swing by, say hello. We're open.
Yes, and the cool part is we literally just got done hiring our last part-time employee, so she's getting her notifications right now on all of that stuff in her email. So if you're listening, you know who you are. Please check your email.
We know who you are too. We love you.
So Wendy, congratulations on helping us out on Sunday nights and with the move. That is cool. And so Wendy, in case anyone missed it, Wendy's our 8 to midnight person on Sunday nights. So basically our schedule is that I'm on 6 to 11 with Emily from 7 to 9. Eventually Emily will be doing things in the morning after me. We talked about that yesterday in our staff meeting. And we also will have, so you'll be joining us after we get moved into the new system. So it'll be me, followed by you. Then Jay Roberts is staying with us. Myself and Jay will have a little bit shorter on air shifts is ultimately the goal, because it just gets to be a long day for both of us. And then, of course, we'll have Aaron Creno on, and he takes my time slot, and then we have nights with Maze. So we have a full slot of people, and that is kind of the cool part about this, is that we have everybody all lined up. We had this meeting yesterday with everyone here, and so thank you again to all of our coworkers here at Max FM. We appreciate each and every one of you. You guys are fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We couldn't do this move without you.
That's right. Thank you, everyone out there in the Baraboo community that listens to us and that supports us and that chats us up and all those great things. So we just couldn't do any of this without any of you. So thank you so much for being part of our world. Absolutely. I think that's a song from a Disney animated movie, if anyone's ever seen The Little Mermaid, Part of Our World.
Anyways, yes, it is.
And I digress. Shocking. I digress.
Oh, no, it's all good. I'm going to digress here as we have breaking news here on Max FM. I'm trying to get this up on my phone right now. So breaking news on Max FM. This is important, so everyone, please pay attention. We just received word that Saucony Administration phone lines have been restored. Woo. Non-emergency calls for the Saucony Sheriff's Office once again can be directed to 608-355-4495. I'll repeat that in a minute. But continue to dial 911 for all emergency calls only. Again, Saucony Administration phone service has been restored. Non-emergency calls for the Saucony Sheriff's Department once again can be directed to 608-355-4495. And as always, emergency calls go to 911. Emergency calls only. So
keep that in mind.
Is something I wanted to pass along.
Yes, thank you for that report. No, that's helpful to know. And it's nice, you know, this is why live radio is super important, right, Dave? Is that when these pieces of information come in terms of like phone lines being down, wireless being out, roads being closed, sewer lines being fixed, you know, all the things, and the weather changing. I mean, that's constant, right? Like, it's so nice to have us being able to get this information and share it with you all, because you all are busy people. You're out there in your cars, you're out there getting breakfast, you're out there with getting kids to school, you know, so many of the things that we all have to do to get through a morning and make your day start, you can't necessarily be on top of all that stuff. So we're happy to do that for you, and that's why it's super exciting and important to have live radio, because that doesn't always exist anymore in commercial radio. So we are very lucky and honored and excited to be able to be part of that and bring you like the live breaking news. Like, it's fun and exciting.
Yes. And so, Emily, real quick, we're going to do calendar days. I'm going to let you start off with, because I'm doing a couple of our quick things in the background on our social pages.
Of course. I got it all day. All right. So let's see here. What do we got? I like this one. Chicken soup for the soul day. So I had a really good bowl of chicken soup yesterday. It is a little bit cold outside, so today's a great day to make chicken soup. Not only is chicken soup, you know, and this is my own quip here, not only is chicken soup delicious and have that comfort food feel, it actually has really some health benefits within it, which is why it makes you feel better when you're sick. So Chicken Soup for the Soul Day celebrates the victories of people who suffered from loss or pain. So essentially bringing that really kind of warm, fuzzy comfort feeling around you while you're having your chicken soup today, you know, celebrate the people around you who have made it through hard things and pain and loss, because, you know, we all have. So sometimes you can really get that feeling and center yourself in what you're eating, and chicken soup does that in an awesome day. But quickly, we're going to hop into the other food one, which, man, this picture makes me really hungry. National French Dip Day. So there's something really exciting about a French dip. Tantalize your taste buds with an authentic French dip sandwich on this tasty day. Best thing about French dip, it's messy as all get out, and also you get the little cup of au jus sauce with it, so you can like dip your whole sandwich in this drippy deliciousness, which is already on your sandwich, but you can dip it in there and then have more drippy deliciousness. And really, it's kind of one of those meals that you just get to like go for it and not worry about manners, which is always exciting. So if you like the French dip idea, go ahead and get yourself one of those, maybe with a side of chicken soup. And then another food one. This is like all food that's like super comfort food, junk food. I love it. National Pizza with the Works, except for anchovies, day. So get your pizza with everything but anchovies on this day of National Pizza with the Works, except anchovies. Toss your dough around, gather your toppings, and celebrate this yummy meal. I got to say, pizza is like one of those things that you just, you don't even have to be hungry. If someone offers you a piece of pizza, you're like, sure, I just ate, but it's pizza. Like, it's like dessert for me. Like, if I'm going to partake, I try to, you know, I try to keep aware of not eating too much pizza, because it's not that good for you. But I don't tend to eat a lot of sweets, so for me, I feel like I get a little treat of a little bit of pizza every now and again. And man, the Works pizza, love it. Love it all day. So those are my food ones. And then there's a one that has to do with beverages. Dave, did you want to take that? Or are you still?
I do want to take that one. It is National Happy Hour Day. And I saw that on the list, and I'm not even on that list. That was the first one that came to mind when I saw it. It was the one I was going to talk about. Yeah, my own list. It's already happy hour, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not. Kidding. No, I'm not.
It's not even 9. Good Lord.
It's not even noon yet.
It's not even 9.
Totally joking. Totally joking. I'm not doing it. With HR as well. And so I'm just
joking.
Just kidding. I totally am joking. I'm not partaking in that right now. We have too much work to do today.
That's when the work's done for the day. Happy hour can kind of, I mean, typically happy hour is, you know, after the regular kind of business day. You knock off early from your office job, and I'm not telling anyone to do that. I'm just saying this traditionally what happy hour is. And then oftentimes, you know, local imbibing establishments will offer some specials between like a 4 and 6 time. So then you can be done with your coworker cheersing and, you know, get home for dinner or whatever. So it's a nice thing to do every now and again. It is nice for the businesses that surround you to support them in something like that. So if they have a happy hour, my husband loves happy hours because oftentimes there will be like appetizer specials too. So like anytime there's a fun little deal, it's kind of a fun way to go support your local business. So happy hour's fun. It's also fun to celebrate the fact that you work hard. So, you know, be safe, be moderate, be healthy with yourself. But if you wish to, today is National Happy Hour Day on a Tuesday. So, yeah.
Definitely enough said about enjoy that. Yes. So, Emily, thank you for joining me for the fun, exciting news of the day. I'll be running around all day, so yes, everyone that sees me in a t-shirt and jeans today, I am working today. I'm not just screwing off and doing
working,
that stuff.
Let's be honest.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yes, we're so excited. So come and see us, the radio station and all the awesome businesses at the Great Day Building at 502 Oaks. So excited.